This one is Videl, V-I-D-E-L. Velardez, V-E-L-A-R-D-E-Z, 82004. This is, remember, these are 422-24s. 19-year-old nursing student comes in complaining of fever, 102, body aches, feeling sore. Since 2 days ago, patient's alert, awake, you know, distress, strep, and flu tests are negative today, but patient does have dizziness and complains of, good morning, symptoms of sinus infection and facial pain, period. In the paragraph, she also states that she may have been exposed to mononucleosis. Medical problems, she's taking some kind of sulfa acne cream, or medical problems, acne, medication, sulfa acne cream, appendectomy. As far as surgeries, period, 3 days ago, no smoking, no drinking, nursing student, doesn't drink alcohol, and doesn't do drugs, allergy, none, she's alert, she's awake, she's 154 pounds, 98%, 98.4, 18, 98, 125 over 80, heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, TMs are red, pushed-in pharynx is red and inflamed, neurological non-focal. Assessment, number one, sinusitis, number two, rosefenogram now, next one is dexamethasone, 10 milligram now, next number is, again, flu, strep or negative, next number, treat with Z-Pak, Medrol, dose pack at home. Next number, because of the exposure to mono and the symptoms with consistent with mono, we looked at her did an abdominal ultrasound, looked at her liver, kidney, and spleen. They were within normal limits. Next number is lymphadenopathy noted in the neck, consistent with sinusitis. Next number is nausea and vomiting. Related to GERD, no gallstones noted. Next one was dizziness related to her sinus infection. Carotid stenosis was not seen. Next number is she's to follow up with us in the next 3 days, if not improved. Next one is pelvic ultrasound is also within normal limits. Next number's findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving. Next number, she's doing better. I told her that she might wait to get the Z-Pak and the Medrol prescription filled 24 hours since the injections. She might not need any more antibiotics, and that may help cut down on the use of antibiotics. Thank you.